Christ holds him, the Spirit holds him, and he clings with the all of the zeal of that inner man renewed in Christ. You don't let go. You can burn him at the stake. You can boil him in oil. You can crucify him on a cross. You can do all kinds of things. He's not going to deny if he's real. He's not going to be separated from the love of Christ. People can't do it to you. God won't do it to you. Christ won't do it to you. Satan wants to do it to you but can't succeed. And you can't even take yourself out of the love of God. The hold of God is too tight, and your new inner man clings to him. Quite the contrary, verse 37, Paul says, the very opposite is true. In all these kinds of things, like tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword, in all these kinds of things, we overwhelmingly what? Conquer through him who loved us. We're infused with the spiritual power of the God who loves us, and we're given the ability to conquer all of that stuff and sustain our faith. That's why we can talk about faith enduring to the end. That's why we talk about that a person is saved if they endure to the end, as in the book of Hebrews, Colossians chapter 1. Because true saving faith endures. That is one of its characteristics. There are moments of doubt and there are moments of fear, but the faith endures. And we are hupernikomen, super conquerors. The word Nike comes from that verb root. We use that for shoes and missiles, things that are supposed to go fast, supposed to conquer, supposed to win victories, overwhelming victories. Here he says we are super Nikes, super conquerors through all of this. The trials work to our greater good. The trials drive us to a deeper relationship to God. The trials produce eternal glory. The trials make us strong. The trials make us humble, and so forth. It's just a glorious, glorious conclusion. So he says, look, you can argue all you want. Tell me people can take away your salvation. I'll tell you, no, they can't, because God is stronger than they are. Tell me God might change his mind, and I'll tell you, no, he won't. He said you're justified and made righteous. He doesn't change. Tell me Christ might change his mind, not so, or he would undo his whole redemptive work. Tell me Satan might be able to succeed, not at all. He can't successfully condemn you. God won't allow it, and Christ won't either. Tell me you think you can